Chapter 4. Enemies Everywhere. For the next 5 days, the ghost stayed in his room. He was very tired, and he didn't feel well. He decided to stop putting the bloodstain on the library floor.
The Otis family don't want it, he thought, so they're not going to have it.
Ghostly appearances were different, of course. It was his job to appear in the passage once a week and to ooh and ah from the great window on the stairs on the first and third Wednesday in every month. So for the next 3 Saturdays, as usual, he walked along the passages between midnight and 3 o'clock. But he didn't want anybody to see or hear him. He took off his shoes and walked as quietly as he could. He wore a large black coat and was careful to use Tammany's sun oil on his chains. At first, he didn't want to, but one evening, while the family was at dinner, he went into Mr. Otis's bedroom and took the bottle. After a time, he saw that the oil was really very useful. But the twins still went on with their tricks. They put things in his way in dark corners, and he fell over them. They put butter on the top stair, and one night his feet went from under him, and he went crashing down the stairs to the bottom. This made him very angry, and he decided to visit the boys the next night as the famous Duke with no head, and frightened them half to death. He spent 3 hours getting ready and was very pleased with how he looked. At 1:15, he walked through the wall and moved silently through the passages to the twins' bedroom. The door was open a little way. Pushing it hard, the ghost walked into the room, and a heavy jug of water fell right down on him. At the same time, he heard the twins laughing in their beds. The ghost, wet from top to bottom, turned and ran from the room. He did not stop until he was back in his room. The next day, he was ill with a bad cold. After this, the ghost stopped trying to frighten the American family. He walked silently around the passages in soft shoes, carrying an old gun, and tried to stay away from everyone. The last of the tricks happened on the 19th of September. That night, the ghost was wearing one of his favorite shrouds, and he decided to walk down to the library. He wanted to see what was left of the bloodstain. He was on his way there when 2 shapes jumped out of a dark corner of the passage and shouted "Boo!" in his ear. The ghost was very frightened, of course, and ran to the stairs. But Washington Otis was waiting for him there with a big garden syringe. There were enemies on all sides. "Ah!" the ghost cried, then turned quickly and disappeared into the fireplace, which, luckily for him, was not lit. When, at last, he got back to his room, he was terribly dirty, with black all over his favourite shroud, and very unhappy. After this, nobody saw him again at night. The twins waited to play tricks on him 3 or 4 times. They put nutshells all along the passages, which made walking around difficult for everyone in the house. But the ghost did not appear. "Oh, dear! He's too unhappy to come out," they said. Mr. Otis began work again on his book. Mrs. Otis gave a number of big American parties for the English people who lived near them. The boys played in the house and garden, and Virginia went horse riding with the young Duke of Cheshire. He was staying at Canterville Chase for the last week of his holidays. Mr. Otis wrote a letter to Lord Canterville and said,
"We think that the ghost has gone away."
And Lord Canterville wrote back,
"I am happy to hear it."
But Mr. Otis was wrong. The ghost was still in the house. It is true that he was ill, but he was not yet ready to stop his ghostly work. The young Duke of Cheshire was staying in the house, and the ghost knew the Duke's family well. He once appeared before the brother of the Duke's grandfather as the Horseman of Death. The poor man's hair turned white in one night, and for the rest of his life he could only say the words, "Turn out the light, turn out the light." Now the ghost wanted to do the Horseman of Death for the young Duke too. He got everything ready, but in the end he never left his room. He was too frightened of the twins to go out, and the young Duke slept happily in his bed, thinking of pretty Virginia.